like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Jordan Hanalami.
This is It's Movie Time.
Woo!
Now, Jordan, the name of our movie today, Driveways. I mean, how could people possibly be interested?
John, I'll be honest. When you sent me the email, I thought we were meeting in a driveway. I thought that's what we were talking about at first. I didn't realize.
So what's the significance?
You know, driveways, plural, is interesting because to me it just seemed like there was a driveway between the main characters in the movie and that kind of connected them. But driveways, plural, I don't know if that's then taking it out a little further or what.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. It brings the whole hood together
mm-hmm.
by saying driveways, but it's clear that this driveway that connects the Asian American mother and her cute 9-year-old boy, and then the old vet on the porch.
Brian Dennehy made me super happy that you had chosen a film with him, one of his last.
Yes.
Then made me even happier that I loved it. And, you know, that just makes you happy when a celebrated actor gets to kind of go out in a celebrated way.
Yeah. What's the cliche about it?
Older, potentially crotchety neighbor and young boy next door, a tale as old as time. Dennis the Menace, is that like many movies over the years have used that.
Do you think there's any similarity between this and Gran Torino? Do you remember?
It was like an alternate universe because at the outset, you get maybe a little bit of a feel when they first meet that it's going to be curmudgeon-y, older veteran neighbor.
Right.
There's this Asian American family that's moving in next door and that there's going to be some of that, but it pretty quickly dissipates, and he's just a good guy. And there, I thought it was a beautiful thing about the movie is a little bit of talk of some race. It was never a major part of the movie. It was more just people.
I love these people. They're underplaying everything.
Yep.
Because we have expectations. So we know how it goes.
Yeah.
Kid bonds with guy. It's going to be probably the guy dies or something. You know, all this stuff has been played before.
Mm-hmm.
But they go under it.
Yep.
And they smooth it out and they make that connection happen. Initially, there's the thing with the hose.
You right.
know, that's the big
right.
deal.
Right.
Because the kid gets wet and lies about the hose. It doesn't tell mom
yeah.
that he did it himself. And mom thinks the neighbor did.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, okay, we've got our conflict. But that thing is over.
Yeah.
Mom has the daunting task of cleaning a hot mess house
mm-hmm.
For her deceased sister.
The modernization of this story with hoarders.
Yes.
The popularity of hoarders
yes, right.
is
Thanks,
coming
yeah.
in. They work that in a bit. So that's, yeah, a new angle.
Jord, the bullies.
Yes.
Yeah. Why do they even look like bullies? They do.
Right.
You see the kid.
Yeah.
And the two kids, and you say they're
bullies. They even do this unified, like, hi, when they meet them, and you're like,
oh,
maybe
no.
they're not going to be bullies, but of course they're going to be bullies.
Right.
Of
and
course.
And mom is white trash.
Yeah. She is.
Is that Christine Ebersole?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Fulfills our expectations, but yet that doesn't become a major part.
Exactly.
That bullying, which for many other films would be, into a very subtle romance between the kid and the old guy. And I just thought, I'm sitting back and saying, you know, I'm feeling like I'm just sitting on my front porch watching this happen
yep.
in a neighborhood, in a sweet working class neighborhood.
Yeah.
The birthday party's a big event.
I mean, it's definitely the most people that involved in the scene and definitely there's the most energy kind of put into it, I would say, for
yeah.
sure.
Climactic moment. Skating rink. He's turning 9. He's not going to skate. Mom is not going to skate. Of the couple of kids for which he has bonded in the neighborhood, they can't show.
Mm-hmm.
So who shows? Brian Dennehy. And he comes and he saves the day in coming to the birthday party.
Yep. Yeah, and there's a through line that as the bond happens with Dell, there's a through line that happens with the bonding between Dell and the boy. As close as they are getting, every now and then the boy will bring up his late wife.
Yes.
He changes the subject or
yes.
politely says that he can go back home or something like that. It's never contentious, but it's clear that there's a something there.
Oh, yes, so much.
And it's a part of the subtle beauty of the movie is there's no giant blow up.
Driveways.
It's less than 90 minutes, so it's not, you
That's
know,
right.
it's a movie that is well worth your time to take a chance on. And
Jordan.
So yeah, I loved it too.
Jordan, what grade are you going to award it?
I guess I would go with an A-.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's on Netflix.
And yeah, check it out.
Yeah.
That's what we say. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.